6:39, and I thought we would talk about something very, very important for just a few minutes. And the White House Press Secretary, Carney, was asked, hey, how's it going with signing up for Obamacare? And he's like, oh, and he quotes all these numbers that people have visited the websites, you know? Oh, we're getting the glitches worked out and everything's working fine. And, oh, all these people have gone to the websites and they're looking around and they're shopping. Yeah, it's going great. Oh, well, that's awesome. Mr. Carney, how many people have actually signed up? Well, you see, we're not going to release that information for about another month.
There are some states that have had to release that.
Mm.
I believe it is either Minnesota or Iowa. I think it's Minnesota because they're running their own exchange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can file a state Freedom of Information request. How many people have signed up?
Yeah, but you have to go through the process of filing the Freedom of Information Act request, blah, blah, blah.
As
blah.
Of last weekend, it was like 3,000 in Minnesota that signed up.
Oh, that's
actually got through the sign-up process. This is
massive.
Two things.
Yeah.
First, the technical problems, because even through the weekend, the website's busy, website won't load.
Right.
And the other is people are going there. If I want to do something, say you want to go on vacation, you go online, you're going to book a hotel, and it's much more expensive than you thought.
You change your plans. Or you don't go.
Or you hesitate, or you think, I'm not doing this now. I need to come up with an extra $100 or $200 a month. I wasn't planning on that.
But this is more bumbling. If you're going to brag about how many people have visited the websites and how much better they're operating, then you need to also brag about how many people have signed up. And the White House is bragging about all the people that have visited the websites, and they're not saying anything about who has signed up.
Okay, this is a difference between the public and the private sector, too. Do you think an investor cares how many people actually visit Amazon.com or Walmart.com?
No.
How many people went
many
through
people,
the entire process and used the website for what to buy something?
I thought click-throughs were very important to online folks.
No. It depends on what you're talking about. Now,
that
if you're
lead to sales,
right.
That lead to something.
If
at the
you're
end
looking
of the rainbow.
At content, if you're looking at a website that delivers content, readable material, then click-throughs and so forth and visits. That's how you maintain and measure your success. But when you are a website that is selling a product or a service, people coming through and reading your product but not buying, that's a sign of, uh-oh, we got a problem. If you sold widgets, do you want somebody to just come to your store and look around and then leave? Or do you want somebody to come in, look around, pick up a widget, and give you money for it? You know what I'm saying? So that's a clear indicator. Now, another... another interesting conversation is a woman by the name of Cindy Vinson of San Jose, California, in an interview said that she is now going to be paying $1,800 a year more for her individual health care plan through Obamacare than what she had to begin with. Another gentleman by the name of Tom Washura of Portola Valley, California, says he is, are you sitting down? He will be paying $10,000 a year more for his health care plan for his family of four than his privately owned health care plan. Both of these California residents, quote, voted independent and were proud to say they helped elect and reelect President Obama.
Why is he switching that?
They also both anticipated their rates would go up, but just not dramatically. Cindy Vinson says, of course, I want people to have health care. I just didn't realize I would be the one who was going to pay for it.
If you're going to, if you're going to highlight people like this, you're going to highlight the people that are paying much less
exchanges. As soon as we hear any,
there are plenty of examples that are out there. Okay. Just maybe that's not on the sites that you visit.
Washura said he was laughing at House Speaker John Boehner and the Republicans about their fighting over health care and how ridiculous it seemed until he got his new rates in the mail. He says, I really don't like the Republican tactics, but at least now I can understand why they are so pissed about this. when you take $10,000 out of my family's pocket each year, that's otherwise disposable income or retirement savings that will not be going back into our local economy.
That may be a good game for people to play or something to get into your mind. Think of your budget and your finances. How much play do you have in your finances each month?
Oh, it depends on if I want to eat ramen noodles or actual have food for the
week. But if you found out something that you don't control, your electric bill, your life insurance, your car, whatever it is, was going up by how many dollars a month, would you say, gee, I'm not financially viable anymore?
Yep.
Because that's what people are coming up against. For a lot of people, that number is very small, a couple of $100.
Yeah.
Someone says, fine, we're taking $400 more a month out of your pocket. For a lot of people, that'd be a disaster.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. A lot of times, that's one of those things where it's like, well, we can't do this, and we're not going to do this. I've always thought it would be an interesting circumstance if we, the American people, in order to show our displeasure for the IRS and the way it's bungled, the way they collect taxes, the way they mismanage the money that is collected, the whole nine yards, if we were able for 30 days to say, no, the government gets not one more penny from me, not one.
You mean
not
a complete
one.
Tax-free holiday?
No, I mean...
He's talking about tax evasion.
Shut up, you. If the American people had the ability to tell the government, you know how when you're, if you give your child an allowance and they spend it all on candy, you say, listen, you're not going to do this. You're not going to misuse the money I give you.
Spend it all on Monday. More's not come until Friday.
That's exactly right. Stop it. You have to use your money that I give you in an appropriate fashion. If we, as the American people, were able to say to the government, until you get your act straightened out and quit wasting all the money that we give you, we're not giving you another penny, not a dime, nothing. If we had that power, the misuse and an attitude toward our dollars that the government spends would change dramatically. I take this, and now if we, the people, had the ability to tell the government, okay, you've passed this law, but you are now causing us such financial hardships, we're not doing it. And we're not paying the fines, and we're not paying the penalties. We're not paying the taxes, we're not paying the penalties, we're not paying the fines. We're not doing this. We're out. If we had that power, this fight would have an entire different dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting some people in an impossible spot. What do you do, or what do you say to someone? You have to buy health insurance, or we're going to fine you. And by the way, the health insurance is going to cost you $500 a month more, and you say, so then what? I can't pay my food or my heat or my other expenses?
Interesting.
What spot do you put people in? What's the answer for that guy?
A lot more that's going to boil out from this. This is just getting started. Some of these bugs will work themselves out. There will be some benefits. There will be some good things that happen as a result of this. The question always comes in, does the good outweigh the bad? We'll have to wait and see. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You know how I can tell it's fall? It's not the weather changing or the leaves dropping. It's the fact that three different kids from three different schools came to my house last week to sell me stuff for fundraisers. I now have a subscription to a magazine I'll never read, a cabinet full of chocolate I shouldn't eat, and a coupon book filled with places I never go. And my neighbor tells me the magazine kid wasn't even from the neighborhood. They'd drop them all off in a white van and lie about knowing the Wilsons around the corner. I've been catfished by a real person. It's gonna make it ironic when that Self magazine comes in. If it ever comes in.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.